I want to talk to us for a few minutes this morning about prejudice. Prejudice is defined by dictionary.com as any preconceived opinion or feeling, either favorable or unfavorable, or unreasonable feelings, opinions, or attitudes, especially of a hostile nature, regarding a racial, religious, or national group. Now, when we hear the word prejudice, other words come to mind. Animosity, bigotry, chauvinism, segregation, discrimination, narrow-mindedness, racism, favoritism. None of these are good words. None of these words draw up pleasant, comforting feelings. These are all directly opposed to the Christian spirit. I want to talk to us very quickly this morning about three things that prejudice leads to. Number one, prejudice leads to hatred. Heinous crimes have been perpetrated against fellow humans because of this hatred that is stirred up by prejudice. To judge people based solely on the color of their skin is both ignorant and cruel. Someone once said that employers should be colorblind. I believe Christians should be colorblind. Martin Luther King Jr. had it right in his famous I Have a Dream speech when he taught that men should be judged not based upon the color of their skin, but on the content of their character. We might as well be prejudiced against people based on the color of their eyes or the color of their hair. Because all these things are based on the same thing as the color of the skin, and that is simply genetic codes. Matter of fact, when Jesus was condemning those religious leaders of his day, those despised Pharisees, he told them in John 7:24, "Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." And there are people today, they're filled with hatred. And they judge others by their appearance. And it's not just skin color or eye color or hair color. Sometimes they judge them based upon their economic stance. They're poor. And they're just not able to dress themselves well. They're not able to dress their kids well. And so we judge them harshly based upon those things. That is hatred. The Bible tells us that all of mankind has been made by God from one blood. That's what Peter said in his sermon in Acts chapter 17, beginning in verse 24, going down through verse 26. We have all been made by one blood. Now, the Lord Jesus himself condemned the concept of hatred. He taught that we ought not hate our fellow men. Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, he said, "You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." And so hatred is condemned in the Bible. And yet, prejudice will always lead to hatred of our fellow men. To hate and to curse our fellow man, really, in essence, is to do the same thing to God, because it is in God's image that man has been created. Matter of fact, you remember the famous chapter about the tongue in James chapter 3? James is talking about the tongue and how powerful it is, although it's such a small part of the body, how much it can do, how much harm that it can do, how much hatred it can lead to. James said in James 3, verse 9, "With it," talking about the tongue, "with it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God." Now, so that contradicts. On one side of our mouth, we curse our fellow man through prejudice and hatred. And then on the other side of our mouth, we go down to the church house on Sunday and we worship God. And James says, "My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing," James chapter 3 and verse 10. So already we're getting an ugly picture of prejudice. It leads to hatred. Number two, not only does prejudice lead to hatred, but it leads to harm. Harm. Now, due to prejudice, acts of violence have been committed in the workplace, in the community, in public places of business, in politics, in churches, in schools, the list goes on. When a parent, for example, shows more love and attention to one child over the other, that is, he shows partiality toward one child over the other, this can lead to great harm in the family unit. You remember the story of Joseph, Genesis chapter 37? Remember Joseph was the one who received the coat of many colors? Do you remember why? In Genesis 37 verse 3, the Bible says, "Now Israel," that's Jacob, "loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors." Now, what kind of feelings did this stir up in Joseph's brothers? How did Joseph's brothers feel about that? Well, read the next verse. "But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him." See that? Now, we've already talked about how prejudice leads to hatred. But it says they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. Then a little bit later in the chapter, we read about how Joseph and his brothers really plotted together, most of them, to kill him. They wanted to murder their own brother, their own flesh and blood, because of the prejudice their father had toward him. How he preferred him over them. What they ended up doing was selling the boy into slavery. He did nothing wrong. And yet, because of this prejudice that led to hatred, it eventually led to great harm for Joseph. His life was placed in great danger. Prejudice is an ugly thing. Prejudice has caused innocent men to be beaten almost to death simply because of the color of their skin. I've heard stories about one man in particular, 2 or 3 years back, who was beaten almost to death at a sporting event. I can't remember if it was a baseball or a football game, but the man was left for dead because he was wearing a ball cap of an opposing team. Can you imagine? That's what prejudice does. It leads to great harm. Prejudice has caused harm and disruption in the church. For example, the Judaizers and their prejudice against the Gentile Christians. These are the Jews who had converted to Christianity. And then you had Gentiles. They had converted to Christianity. And there was great prejudice on the part of many of the Jewish Christians against the Gentile Christians. For example, in Acts 15 verse 1, we learn that some come up from Jerusalem to Antioch, teaching that unless you are circumcised, you cannot be saved. Those Jews wanted these Gentiles to be physically circumcised before they considered them true Christians, and that was wrong. Paul and Barnabas stood up against that teaching on that occasion. Matter of fact, in Galatians chapter 2, Paul tells us about a time when Peter would eat and mingle with the Gentile Christians socially, just as you would anybody else. But then when certain Jews come up from Jerusalem, Peter feared them and he withdrew himself from the Gentile Christians. He wouldn't eat and socialize with them anymore. He played the hypocrite, didn't he? Matter of fact, Paul said, "I had to confront him to his face for this sin." He said it was so bad that even Barnabas was drawn away and caught up in that hypocrisy. You see how it was causing harm to the local church there at Antioch? This prejudice. Prejudice is an ugly thing, my friend. Matter of fact, Nathanael almost rejected Jesus, the Lord, due to prejudice. Remember in John chapter 1, verse 45 and 46, when he said, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" He was just judging Jesus based upon where the man was from. He was from Nazareth. Never heard anything good about that garbage dump, is the way many people viewed it that day. And so he judged the man he had never met based upon simply where he was from. Jesus was judged that same way, remember? By his own brethren from Nazareth. While they wanted to run him off the side of a cliff and kill him, murder him. That's prejudice that leads to harm. Prejudice is an ugly thing. It leads to hatred. It leads to harm. And then number 3, prejudice leads to hell. If you harbor prejudice in your heart against your fellow man, whether it be based on skin color or age, we see that, the young prejudice against the older and vice versa. or nationality, we see that. How folks born in this nation are prejudiced against folks who came from this other nation. Or social status, we see that all the time, don't we? We say, hey, we see hatred demonstrated, we see harm done because the rich kids are prejudiced against the poor folks, or the poor folks are prejudiced against those who have more money, or the popular kids are prejudiced against those who are not so popular, and vice versa. We see that happen all the time. Social status. What about financial status? The same is true. We see it happen with gender on certain occasions, with men being prejudiced against women in certain areas of life, and vice versa. Listen, if you harbor prejudice in your heart against your fellow man based on any of these reasons, or any other reason you might think of, if you do not repent of this and purge the prejudice from your heart, you'll lose your soul in eternal hell. That will be your destiny. Over in the book of James chapter 2, actually, in James chapter 2, James is dealing specifically with a case of prejudice. In this particular case, it has to do with the rich against the poor. And he says there in verse 2, if there should come into your assembly a man with gold rings and fine apparel, and there should also come in a poor man in filthy clothes, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes, and say to him, you sit here in the good place, and say to the poor man, you stand there, or sit here at my footstool, have you not shown partiality among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Verse 9, but if you show partiality, you commit sin and are convicted by the law as transgressors. So you'll lose your soul if you are prejudiced. Remember what James said about the tongue? How we bless God with it, and then we curse man with it who was made in the similitude of God. And he said, out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. And then he said, my brethren, these things ought not to be so. That was the Holy Spirit saying that through James. Telling us these things ought not to be so. Prejudice is wrong. It is a sin. And for sin you will be separated from God. Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2. If you are separated from God, you're going to be separated from the Lord Jesus Christ for an eternity on the last day. 2 Thessalonians 1 verses 7 and 9. And you're going to be cast into that everlasting lake which burns with fire and brimstone. Revelation 21 verse 8. For eternity. Why? Because you harbored prejudice in your heart toward your fellow man. Prejudice is an ugly thing. We're surrounded by it, and we know that it leads to hatred. We've seen it lead to harm. But don't forget, it can lead to hell. Hello, dear friends. My name is Michael Pickford. Are you a child of God? The Bible tells us how to become one. We're told that we must hear the gospel. Faith comes by hearing, Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. After we hear, we must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. The Lord Himself said in Mark 16:16, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned. In John 8:24, the Lord said, unless you believe that I am He, you'll die in your sins. After hearing and believing, you need to be willing to change your life. Repent of your sins. In Acts 2:38, those folks had heard when Peter preached. They believed when they were cut to the heart and asked what they needed to do. Peter told them to repent. After hearing, believing, and repenting, we need to be willing to confess our faith in Christ. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation, Romans 10, 9 and 10. And finally, we need to be baptized to have our sins washed away. Ananias said to Saul in Acts 22:16, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. If we can assist you in any way, we would like for you to contact us so that we can help you to become a child of God even this day. Again, my name is Michael Pickford, and this message is brought to you by the Southside Church of Christ in Smyrna, Tennessee. A new message airs each Sunday morning right here on WGNS from 10:45 to 11 a.m. You can listen to hundreds of my sermons at our website, defendthegospel.com. That's defendthegospel.com. We'd like to invite you to worship with us at any or all of our services. You'd be our honored guest. We meet on Sundays at 9 and 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., as well as Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We meet at 1167 South Lowry Street. That's Murfreesboro Road in Smyrna, Tennessee. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.